Our Week 8 Locker Room Chats here continue with our Dauphin West Mustangs Locker Room Chat here with Head Coach Derek Sheldon. This Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Dina State Bank, Farmers Union, Minnesota Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, Coach, it's been 3 games since the last time we spoke. Losses in the TVL to Blue Valley, Randolph, and Centralia, but a win in between against DeKalb, 78-35. Coach, tell me about these last 3 games for you and your team.
Yeah, you know, these last 3 games, I mean, we got a win against DeKalb, and then we've lost, you know, 2 out of our last 3, and, you know, right now we've kind of hit a wall, I feel like, and you know, we got some things to work on and try to get better. But you know, we had some good things at DeKalb, and we had some good things at Blue Valley for 3 quarters. In the 4th quarter, we kind of just fell apart, and then obviously last night Centralia, we didn't play well until the 4th quarter when it was too late. So we've got some things we've definitely got to get back on the right track and improve in.
Well, despite the loss against Blue Valley Randolph, you had a double-double finish with Kaysen Keller. Then he also went on to have a double-double finish against DeKalb. I mean, how important is it to have a player like Kaysen Keller to keep having performances like that, especially in back-to-back succession?
Yeah, no, Kaysen's been huge for us in those 2 games, and he's really been rebounding the ball well for us lately. I think he's kind of, you know, figuring out what he can and can't do, you know, being a young kid and being a first-year varsity kid. I think he's finally settling down and what he can and can't do. And, you know, he's been big for us, and he's going to have to be big for us for the rest of the year, you know, with being a little undersized that we are, you know, and having just Mike as our big guy. Kaysen is definitely going to be a kid that if we want to do anything come sub-state time, he's going to have to be a big factor for us.
And then talking now on Colter Peterson, in a 16-point performance against Centralia in the loss. He also had an impressive performance against DeKalb, and the most impressive thing about it is he had 7 assists, no turnovers. I mean, how crucial is it to have a guy like Colter Peterson who not only can, you know, shoot the ball very well, get himself open, but also get his teammates open and set them up prime opportunities?
Yeah, that's huge for us. And, you know, that's something I've been working with him on all year, and we talk a lot, obviously. And, you know, he kind of hit a wall there, too, for a few games, kind of struggling shooting the ball. And, you know, and like I just, you know, we keep talking about for him and for us as a team, you know, we are better when that ball's moving. When he'll get his points still, you know, he's going to get his shots, get to the basket, get to the free throw line. But, you know, when he's having 6-7 assists a game, I mean, that's when I think we're at our best. So just something we got to continue to work on.
Upcoming here, you have Clifton Clyde on Friday. No game next Tuesday. So keying on to this matchup here on a Friday night against Clifton Clyde, what are going to be some key notes in this game?
Yeah, Friday, we've got to get back to just worrying about us. You know, I think here the last few weeks we've done a little, maybe we're doing too much scouting or giving the kids too much, and we're just not playing like we were. So, you know, we have 2 days of practice here to get ready for Clyde, who we had a battle with it at league tournament. And, you know, they're a good team that's athletic and shoot the ball. You know, they're really well coached. So, you know, going on the road, we have not been good this year. And that's something we've talked about. You know, you got to go on the road come sub-state time, so we've got to find a way to do it. But no, Friday will be just about us. We got to get back to doing what we do, and whatever happens, happens from that point.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week 8 of our Locker Room Chats.
Yep, thank you.
That was Head Coach Derek Sheldon with the Dauphin West Mustang Boys. This Locker Room Chat has been provided by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union, Minnesota Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Upcoming for the Dauphin West Mustangs, it's the Clifton Clyde Eagles here coming up this Friday.